Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to diligently seek to hold this mic right next to my mouth. Even though it sounds very loud in here, I kind of want to get it away. I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 11. Scratch that 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called to uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, I wanted to read that because I knew when the gospel was preached to me back when I was 17 years old, I was a kid with no hope. With no hope. And then the fact that somebody would stand on the gospel for my sake and preach to me that word, I now have hope in him. Now, I am nobody. I am a nobody. And the fact that Christ would die for me is absolutely amazing. And the fact of what he's done in my life is absolutely amazing and a testimony of his grace and his love. And the fact that he's given me people to interact with me and stand in that love is amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. And listening to the funeral service yesterday with Davey and about Davey, it's hard for me to accept that he is gone, but how can I not be rejoicing at the fact that he has gone to be with the Lord? Because yet he stood and was bold and had the courage to tell me the truth and to love me. Through that. And one of the things I remember him telling me was that he never looked about what I could do. He always was looking at what the Lord could do with me. And he stood on that, as others did, but he stood on that through years. Just long suffering. But his eyes was never on what I could do. His eyes was on the Lord for my behalf. Now, I know the funeral service was yesterday, but praise God. But I'm not going to stop with having no hope and without God in the world. That was that before. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That middle wall of partition, that was split in twain. That veil was ripped when Jesus was crucified. That place of holies of the holies of holies, we can now enter in. Feasting at that table, man, we can go and feast at that table. We can have all the blessings that the Lord has for us. We can have it. You're invited. And not because of how good you are or how bad you are. Or any of those things. No, you're invited because we have a loving Father and a Savior who loved us, that we may enter in and to feast at that table. And I don't want any of us to squander any of that. I want to turn to Ephesians. If you can tell, I read this morning. One of the things that really struck me in Ephesians is in chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Where it says, "Stand therefore," I could not help but think of David and the places where he yet stood. He stood in this place, uncompromising place. For each and every one of us. He did not sway from these things. I mean, he stood. Don't hear me wrong, he was a man of like passions as we are. But he was strong in the grace that was in Christ Jesus. And he had that agape love of Christ. That agape love of Christ for each and every one of us. That has been so evidently before my face. But yet, as Davy has now gone to be with the Lord, look, folks, let's stand there for ourselves. let us stand in that agape love of Christ. He was an example unto each and every one of us on how to stand by standing in it himself. We have great opportunity. I read Ephesians this morning. I've been looking at things on how to go forward and what the Lord would have us do as a body. And I look forward to what the Lord is able to do in each and every one of us, and also to them that are without, and bringing that gospel of peace to others. As the same fashion that what was brought to us, yet we're to go forward and carry that out. And I know that starts here within the body, right here among us. With that anointing that Davy carried is still yet here for each and every one of us to partake of. Just like feasting at his table with the blessings there before us. Each and every one of you can have that. What was it that was said, I think, yesterday at the funeral? Davey used to say, well, man, if you're not going to have the blessings of, take the blessings of God, I'll take them. But you know what the thing is about feasting at the Lord's blessing, at the Lord's table, is that doesn't run out. There is plenty of it. It doesn't run out. It's not like we go and have a steak dinner. We cook five steaks. We eat our five steaks. They're all gone. No, it's like never ending filet mignon back to back in the fixings and everything. Okay, because our Lord is not limited. He is not limited. He's not limited by us. Praise God. He's not. Let's not squander that opportunity. Amen. Let's take hold of those blessings. Let's take hold of those lessons that he taught us. I was listening to a revival. He was in Ephesians. I don't remember what revival it was. But it was like a chastening revival thing right off the rip. And I was just thinking to myself, thank you, Lord. It was Davey preaching, and he was talking about being children tossed in to and fro, and he was getting on the people there. They quite frankly needed it, and the agape love of Christ was right there. I was thinking, praise you, Lord, even though it testified against me. Oh, God, did it ever. I was thinking, thank you, Lord, that's exactly what I need. That is exactly what I need. But look, folks, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice of what the Lord has done. Let's rejoice with the brother Davy, who stood for so long, 44 something years, stood for so long, is now to go and being with the Lord, and that old body is cast off. And he's free. There's joy unspeakable, He talked about the joy that he had here. It is a joy unspeakable. In Ephesians, it talks about above that we can ask or think. All right, Davy is free. Let's rejoice at that. Let's also rejoice at the example that we have had while he was here with us and the lessons that he has taught us. Let's rejoice at that. Let's go and actually feast at that table of what the Lord has for each and every single one of us. What the Lord is able to do with this body. Man, we ain't too pretty and we ain't too sharp. But praise God. Because it ain't about how pretty or sharp we are, man. It's about how awesome He is. And us being ain't too pretty and ain't too sharp just magnifies His grace, His love, His awesomeness. That's all it does. So we can laugh at ourselves for not being so pretty and so sharp. We can laugh at that old man. Remember Davey preaching that one ago? I laugh at my old man. Amen. What was it in? I think it was in Ephesians or which one where he talks about rest in his infirmities. I forget which it was. Glory infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. There you go. And that's a resting place. It's a peaceful place, man. You can rest in them. It's an awesome thing. We got an awesome God. So let's not get hung up by how we are, man. But let's glorify how awesome Jesus is. And let's rest in that. There is no other rest, really. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.